As the sun rose and lighted up the dojo, Flamex, Tychix, Latex, and Condex Capone, their father, Sensei Capone, rang the bell just like normal to wake them up, his children up. As soon as they woke up, they started training all day. At lunch, they stopped to eat. At dusk, they took a rest to eat dinner. One special morning, Sensei rang the bell earlier as something strange was happening. His father was yelling at them to get up. Once he had woken up, everyone and his father was waiting at the training court. His father started talking about some sort of quest to find weapons. He said, "We will travel." The day began. Everybody was a little nervous and excited. The family sprinted down the mountain of 100 steps and ran through the Torchfire Mountain. Across the ice, they swam across the ice sea. About 3 hours later, they were exhausted, but they finally got to the Iceland. They ran and they saw four guardians guarding four glowing golden weapons shining. The brothers were amazed with excitement. They sprinted down to fight. The guards were waiting for them. They grabbed their swords and started swinging and slashing each other. The battle finished. The four brothers ran to get the weapons. Then the father spoke. "Each of you have your own power. Pick the right weapons." They said, "Next, we will go to the lost city of Ouroboros." 2 hours later, they were at the lost city of Ouroboros. The heroes rolled into the battlefield. The monster drilled out of the floor. Its slimy skin crushed the ground. It roared fiercely. The ninjas were ready. The fight began. They swung and slashed, used their destiny. Fire waved, lightning struck, rock stumbled. All the elements mixed. Sensei came and pushed the air with all his might. The power and all the rage blasted towards the great devourer. Kaboom, the monster was dead. The ninjas were amazed by the power. 2 days later, they were back at the dojo. And as they lived for the rest of their lives. The end. Bye-bye. Bye, Jeremy Lee.